you'll get careless.
That got a big laugh. Don't count on it, Pete. See, you're dealing with the head of ranch security, not some ordinary mutt like Drover. The head of ranch security never gets careless.
We'll see, I guess.
You bet. Oh, say, here's a thought. Since we've just cut a major business deal, maybe we ought to shake on it.
Maybe we should, Hanky.
He came towards the fence and stuck his entire front leg through the fence wire. Instead of giving his paw a shake, you'll love this part, I stood on it so that he couldn't move. He shot me a daggerish glare and began twitching the last 2 inches of his tail.
Hanky, this isn't polite.
Yeah, well, get used to it, kitty. Oh, by the way, I would have paid twice the rent you're charging. Enjoy the heat. And with that, I marched away from the little sneak, left him crushed and broken, and took possession of my new air-conditioned office in the Iris Patch. What a deal! Boy, you talk about a great place to be in the heat of summer. Wow! 5 minutes after I'd moved into the Iris Patch, I knew that it was not only the best, coolest, refreshingest spot on the ranch, but maybe even in the whole world. It was on the shady side of the house, see, and the ground stayed damp because it was out of the sun. But even better was the fact that a cool breeze swept around the corner of the house. A great little breeze. Yes, sir, the Iris Patch and I were going to get along fine. Why, if I'd known it was such a pleasant spot, I would have evicted the cat long ago. Come to think of it, why hadn't I? Oh, yes, Sally Mae. But we had solved the Sally Mae problem, hadn't we? Pretty shrewd, huh? See, I had figured out that once she'd done her daily watering, she would stay in the house for the rest of the day. Okay, maybe Pete had pointed this out, but the fact remained that she would stay in the house during the heat of the day. And I had figured it out on my own. Had I made a great deal or what? What a dumbbell. Kitty was out in the heat, and I was in the shade. And for that, I had given up 3 measly days of scraps. See, what Pete didn't know, and what you haven't known up to this very moment, is that on miserable hot days, I don't care about scraps anyway. But there's more still. I had every reason to suspect that after poor Kitty spent the rest of the day baking in the sun, he would lose his appetite too. And when scrap time came around, he would discover the awful truth about our deal. He had traded his air-conditioned Iris Patch for something worthless. I loved it. I'm sorry, I don't mean to gloat about this, but you have to remember that Pete and I had a long and bitter history. The little snot had pulled many cheap tricks on me and had gotten me into trouble more times than I could count. Now that I had skinned him in a business deal, I couldn't hold back my devilish joy and delight. It was turning into one of the finest days of my career. Yes, sir, there I was in the world's coolest. The only problem with the Iris Patch was, well, the irises. The iris plants made a lumpy bed, shall we say, and after I'd occupied the spot for 30 minutes or so, I decided to rearrange the furniture. We needed to move the sofa over here and the chair over there and soften up the bed a little bit. This required some, digging, you might say. Not much. I mean, I sure didn't want to make any drastic changes to the decorum because, Sally Mae might not approve. Sally Mae wouldn't approve, no question about it. No, these were just little changes, tiny rearrangements of the facilities. Have you ever tried to rearrange a patch of irises? It's not as easy as you might think. In the first place, irises grow in clumps, and they're tough little plants. In the second place, when you lie on top of them, they poke you in many awkward places, such as the rib cage and belly.